where he found his living as a lens grinder, an optician, lens grinder. Now, he was a personage of outstanding ability and outstanding character, but he was not appreciated by the people of his time, who did not see it in him. He did not dress in the usual rabbinic garb. Eyewitnesses say that he did not have a beard, which was not acceptable in traditional Jewish circles in the time. He wrote prose, he wrote poetry, he wrote plays, which was also not really acceptable. And therefore, he came to the attention of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden took after him, because Rabbi Yaakov Emden thought that he was a secret follower of Shabtzei Tzvi, because those were the symptoms. The symptoms of all the Shabtzei Tzvi followers were Kabbalah, nonconformism, non-adherence to the party line of the establishment. That was what identified them. And because of that, he let loose a great deal of invective and argument against it. Now, during this period of time, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto composed, authored, one of the premier works in all of rabbinic literature. That book is called Mesilas Yeshorim, The Path of the Righteous. The book is based on a passage in the Talmud attributed to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir in the Talmud is one of the great holy men of the Talmud. He is such a holy man that the Talmud says that even the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir was able to discern whether the hay that it was given, whether the tithe, the miser, had been given from it or not. The Talmud always speaks about behemton shel tzadikim. The animals that belonged to a tzaddik had more brains than sometimes we find by humans. So Rav Pinchas ben Yoir's chamor, Rav Pinchas ben Yoir's donkey, was a personage in the Talmud. And Rav Pinchas ben Yoir, he is buried at the foot of the Jewish cemetery in Tzfas. If you go today to the old Jewish cemetery in Tzfas, the Rav Pinchas ben Yoir has an isolated grave right at the entrance, all the way down the hill in the Jewish cemetery in Tzfas. So in any event, Rav Pinchas ben Yoir mentions in the Talmud a series of steps, ethical steps, moral steps, by which one can achieve godliness, saintliness, greatness, Ruach HaKodesh, to achieve having divine inspiration. And he lists them: enthusiasm and cleanliness and saintliness and observance, strict observance, meticulous observance of the mitzvahs, etc. Each one being a step up on this godly ladder. The Mesilas Yeshorim is based on that statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir. And in the Mesilas Yeshorim, Moshe Chaim Luzzatto expounds on each one of those steps. And in his introduction, he states one of the most famous statements in all of rabbinic literature. He says, "I do not come to tell you anything that you don't know without me."